Even part-time real estate is hot. Sales of timeshares in the U.S. are on the rise. The Marriott Vacation Club International, that's the vacation ownership division of Marriott, recently announced that it's developing its first timeshare resort in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Already about 1,500 U.S. timeshare resorts serve an estimated 3 million households. So if you're going on vacation soon, what should you know about timeshares? To answer this question, our colleague Madeline Brand turned to Michelle Singletary. Michelle writes the syndicated column The Color of Money for The Washington Post, and she is Day-to-Day's personal finance contributor.
Michelle, let's start with the basics. What exactly is a timeshare?
It's simply you're paying the price to buy a week at a time of vacation time. Usually it's in a resort with a condo, you know, two-bedroom or one-bedroom, kitchen facilities. So you're buying a vacation in advance, essentially.
And the average price of a timeshare?
The average price to buy a timeshare, just outright buy it, is about $14,500. And that's the total price. Sort of like you're buying a house as a total price. That would be the total price you'd pay to use a resort once a week for the rest of your life.
So that sounds like a good investment. Do you recommend it?
I wouldn't use the word investment. Many people sort of think, oh, that's a good investment. Timeshares, if someone is trying to sell you a timeshare and they use that language, you need to get up from the table. Timeshare is not a good investment. What it is an investment to buy vacation in the future. That's all you're doing. You're buying future vacation weeks. Really, you shouldn't expect to make a lot of money on timeshares. They're very difficult to sell. There's a lot of them out there. And, you know, some people still have some issues with them because they had such a bad reputation many, many years ago.
Well, I guess I meant good investment in terms of dollars per vacation.
Well, you know, let me be upfront. I have a timeshare, and it is a luxury. You should only buy a timeshare when you've got all your financial bases covered. If you've got money in your retirement plan, if you've got children and you want to pay for them to go to college, that's covered. If you've got your 3 to 6 months living expenses saved up and you have no credit card debt, you know, buy a timeshare. If you've got a large family, lots of kids, and you would have to rent 2 and 3 hotel rooms when you go on vacation, then a timeshare is a very good way for you to vacation at a lower cost. Now, there are other costs to timeshares that people need to take in consideration. One thing you need to consider when you're buying the timeshare is the maintenance fee. All of them have a maintenance fee. The average price in the U.S. is $385 per year, per week. So if you've got 1 week of timeshare, you'd pay on average $385 a year. However, that cost can be much higher depending on the resort. So you have to factor that in. But timeshares work if you've got a large family and you would have to rent multiple hotel rooms. Or if you're a single person and you want to go all over the world, the good thing about timeshares is that you can exchange them for other weeks and you consistently travel like that. Then it makes sense. But again, if you're in debt, if you don't have all your other financial bases covered, do not buy a timeshare. It is not a good idea for you to do that at this point in your life.
Is there any good news financially with timeshares?
Listen, the one good thing is that you can deduct the interest on the timeshare if you get a mortgage, because these are mortgage products, timeshares that is. You can write the mortgage interest off on your taxes. If you have a primary home and then a timeshare, you can write that interest off. But if you've got another vacation home, you can't. You can only do your primary resident and one other sort of second home, which a timeshare is considered in the tax code.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column The Color of Money. She's our personal finance contributor. Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.